Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Seva Tirth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. Speaking after the complexes were inaugurated, which will house his new office, he said, these reflect government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार बनेंगे इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूँ
In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Tirth, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati DDs to 6 crores, agriculture infrastructure fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. The first batch of trainees at Drone School, Drone Center of Excellence under the Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center, Planning and Transformation Department, Government of Nagaland, completed 14-day FPV drone training program yesterday. Development Commissioner Temsunaro Iyer highlighted the importance of skill-based education and emergent technologies such as drone operations in governance, planning, disaster response and development. Describing drone technology as a key 21st century skill, she encouraged trainees to upgrade their skills and explore opportunities in indigenous manufacturing in line with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Development Commissioner announced the introduction of two specialized non-DGCA courses, drone cinematography and drone GIS mapping and survey, tailored to state-specific needs. The second batch of 10 trainees has begun training in drone repair and maintenance. An awareness workshop on PM Vishwa Karma scheme was held at Zunaboto yesterday under the theme Empowering Traditional Artisans and Craftspeople. General Manager DIC Zunaboto N. Toki Chishi highlighted the significance of the scheme in supporting traditional artisans. He encouraged participants to utilize the knowledge gained to enhance livelihoods and preserve traditional crafts. Functional Manager Kejaleto Kromo spoke on the role of MSMEs in the national economy and elaborated on various schemes under Ministry of MSME, including International Cooperation Scheme that supports global exposure for enterprises. Over 48 persons were reportedly injured in a violent clash that broke out at Mauva village under Samukedima district yesterday. The incident occurred between members of Chakrama organization and Mauva village over land disputes which subsequently turned violent, including damaging and burning of houses and burning down vehicles. One government officer and a security personnel was also injured in the clash. And Food Safety Administration Kohima Zone team will conduct online FSSAI licensing and registration camps for food business operators across 4 locations in Kohima town from 16 to 19 February. The camps will be held at High School Colony on 16th and 17th February, PR Hill Colony on 18th February, and Lire Colony on 19th February. Food business operators yet to obtain FSSAI license or registration have been directed to attend the camps and carry self-attested passport size photograph and one identification proof such as Aadhaar, PAN, voter ID, driving license or passport. Authorities informed that similar online licensing camps will also be conducted at Futsuro, Chozuba and Woka. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.